I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with State Senator Ed McBroom for a legislative update, including the latest with the budget wranglings in Lansing. But we started off with a conversation about his recent trip to Washington, D.C. to attend an executive order signing with President Donald Trump. Here's State Senator Ed McBroom.
Yeah, it was a real surreal, amazing thing. I got a call on a Friday evening saying, hey, we'd like you to come to the White House for this signing order. When my phone started ringing and said D.C., I figured it was somebody checking on my car warranty or some nonsense. And then I wasn't even sure I believed it when they said it was the White House. I feared they were asking for money. But they invited me out there because of the situation with County Road 595 and how the bureaucracy had really done an end around to stop what the people wanted from happening.
And I think that it bears mentioning that County Road 595, this was the road that's been proposed for some time that goes through a portion of Marquette County, northern part of Marquette County, that would basically alleviate a lot of heavy truck traffic on the main roads between Marquette and Humboldt. And as we know, many of us, it's been tied up in a lot of bureaucracy with the EPA. What would this executive order that the president signed do to get this moving?
So there were two executive orders specifically, and neither of them were directed specifically at 595. It was just another example, and there were several others given there of guys who lost their farms and other things because of bureaucratic processes. But one of them did was specifically say the guidance bulletins that the departments write themselves to give their employees guidance on how to implement laws and rules needed to be published online and referred to so that citizens could know what these documents are and what the expectations are and how they're going to be checked on. The other one is a bit more detailed and has a bit more teeth to it, forces the department to follow what the law says rather than following guidance documents and expired memorandums.
Let's shift gears closer to home here, Ed. Of course, the budget is still an issue in Lansing. Where are things right now?
Well, I'll tell you, they're still kind of in a ether of confusion. I mean, it's just baffling to many of us on both sides of the aisle. I mean, the vetoes that flew out were bipartisan in nature, taking money from the Sioux locks, taking money from rail grade separations in Detroit, that taking from schools. So there's a lot of confusion. And then trying to put it back together again, the governor says, I did this to force you all to come in and talk more about a $2.5 billion tax increase for roads. You know, and people are like, well, you're really tying up apples and oranges here. And then, of course, the other big lion elephant in the room is the governor, the day after she did the vetoes, also moved $700 million around at her discretion. So now there's a lot of feeling like, well, how can we trust any appropriation we give to just stay where we by law put it? And so there's a lot of distrust and confusion as to what the next step should be. And I honestly don't know what we're going to get out of it. Rep. Cambenzi and I have put our 2 cents in that the most important things are the isolated schools, the rural hospitals, the PILT money for our counties, and the secondary road patrol issue. Those are the most critical things we have to get for our area. And people could literally die if we don't get this money for our rural hospitals.
You know, this sounds like a lot of confusion. We had Representative Cambenzi on the show the other week talking about how much she's been working with you and your office with these visits that you've done to the rural school districts lately. Yep. And all of that. But she was expressing some pretty heavy-duty frustration as well. And it's interesting because I'm not used to hearing coming out of Lansing with years of covering this kind of stuff of bipartisan frustration. Usually it's just wrapped up in some kind of politics, but the frustration and confusion is across both sides and both chambers, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, what people will say to you privately in conversation about how frustrated they are with the governor, I mean, it's whether it's lobbyists or legislators, people are just a little bit confused as to what she's attempting to accomplish, or more so, how she expects to accomplish her goals by doing what she's doing. It's just baffling for all of us. You know, I think that, we all want to reach a compromise here, but with so many missteps at this point, it's just very difficult to know where we're going.
That's State Senator Ed McBroom with a look at what's happening in our community. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.